I'm Margaret Mullings. Welcome to Mentorship Class. Yes, it's been a little while, but I give God thanks to be with you today in the class. Come on, wherever you are geographically, come on in and take your seat in this class today. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would move by your spirit, move by your power, and envelop everyone who's seated in this class today. Or whatever time it is, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that someone would be encouraged, inspired, and strengthened to continue on their journey, the path that you have set for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Listen, the topic this morning is the hidden man. Yes, the hidden man. And I chose to take this from my journal, which was, this was written in January, the 22nd of January in 2009. And I believe it's still relevant today and it will encourage you right where you are. Listen, in the valley of despair, the hidden man is there with you, comforting and making intercessions for you. He stays with you. In fact, the hidden man never leaves you during the stormy scenes of your life. The gale-strong winds and the billows seem so overwhelming. Yet the hidden man held you close to his bosom, enabling you to withstand the strong currents and the forceful winds. You wanted to give up as the fires raged all around you. The hidden man just wouldn't let you do it. In fact, the hidden man carried you through the raging sea and he commanded the flames not to touch you. The hidden man has awakened and hunger for the word of God and an unquenchable thirst for his presence, rising during the wee hours of the morning to pursue his presence and then spending hours in the word. A struggle ensues. The flesh resents the hidden man coming in and taking over its position. With the word in view, the flesh is actually enmity against God. Further, the word says that ye mortify the members of the flesh. I'm paraphrasing. Bring your body under subjection. The flesh then complies to this word, lining up in obedience to the word. Your Abba Father is processing you through the hidden man, bringing you into your place of authority to walk in your purpose, to fulfill your divine destiny. Yes, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The blind eyes shall see. The deaf ears will hear. The dumb will speak. The lame will leap, run and walk. Yes. And there will be funerals in progress. The dead will arise to life. It is all through the hidden man who lives in you. Even greater miracles you shall do. Yes, you. The time has come for you to acknowledge the hidden man in your daily living. Acknowledge him in the many breakthroughs in your life. Yes, reveal to the world that the hidden man is Jesus Christ. He is the door to your intimacy with your Abba Father. The hidden man, Jesus Christ, is the true source of the love that you so freely share with others. The hidden man is Jesus Christ. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, has propelled you to your divine destiny. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the hidden man. He has set you free through the power of his blood that he shed at Calvary. Come on right where you are in your class right now, in this class, and give God praise. Give him thanks as you yield all of self-will to him. Yes, the hidden man. And so I'd like to encourage you before I leave you today that you will not be ashamed to own Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Yes, the hidden man, Jesus Christ, is with you in all your endeavors and all that you are studying and or may have accomplished already. Come on, it's all because of the hidden man, Jesus Christ. And so I say to you, as I encourage you to feed on the Word of God, yes, and to pray. Make your life a life of prayer in all that you do. And you will have good success as you obey God's word. This is Margaret Mulling saying, until next time. And even as I'm saying it, I'm being reminded to pray for you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the work of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the hidden man, Jesus Christ. Yes, Father. Move by your spirit in this class upon every listening ear. And I pray, Father, that you will renew, revive, strengthen, heal. And Father, shine your light on every darkness in the name of Jesus. Oh, I pray today, Father, thy kingdom come and thy will be done in each life in this classroom today. God bless you right where you are.